Everybody, and welcome back to Just for a Podcast, a High School Musical, the musical of the series podcast hosted by me, Ivy.
And me, Lauren.
Well, it's been a productive day.
Yeah. It's been a day since we recorded our last episode.
Whole lot's happened. No, honestly, not a whole lot.
No, we went, what did we do? We started at Epcot and then ended in Hollywood Studios.
I had a really good German cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Loved that.
I ate way too much.
Honestly, yeah. After Epcot, I was bloated.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, we went to Hollywood Studios, had some fun. Lauren did not pack accordingly.
That's because I washed my jersey, because it's been sitting there. And then so
I left it. Mine was also washed. It was just in my closet.
Yeah, I left it at home. Sad. But the freaking billboard wasn't even there.
Yeah, we didn't have the thing to take the pictures with that we were intending on doing anyway, so whatever.
It's fine.
But, I mean, yeah, so not a whole lot to recap for this one. What are we talking about this week?
Today we are covering Season 4, Episode 2, HSM versus HSM.
Meta. Ooh. A synopsis of this week's episode. The theater kids are gloriously distracted by their high-stakes, very first rehearsal as featured extras in the High School Musical 4 movie on the very same day that they must audition for coveted roles in Miss Jen's suddenly dwarfed High School Musical 3 stage production. But after Danny struggles valiantly through a crash course in movies, one wildcat gets an opportunity of a lifetime, a star is born, and a star couple is threatened. Why would they give that away in the description?
Synopsis. Yeah.
I mean, Disney Plus needs to learn the happy medium between not giving any information at all and giving too much.
I mean, I guess.
Because I feel like they give too much.
I was going to say this might have been okay because it was all at once. You know, the.
Yeah.
Everything dropped. But this is kind of how it was for all of the other seasons, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, never mind.
Yeah, they were always super long and a little too descriptive.
We got a Ricky recap.
And then when we open the episode and he's trying to, like, make a dad joke. And he's like, Hollywood. More like, Holly will.
Frickin' nerd.
Like, what does he even mean? Will what?
Like, it's like,
did I miss something?
Hollywood. Like, W-O-U-L-D. More like, Holly will.
Will what, though? That's the question. I get what the joke was intended, I'm like,
you didn't get that.
But
part.
Like, Will what? What are you saying?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who knows? Gina's improv really is awful.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, like.
And you know what else is awful? Them attempting to be a secret couple.
Why are they attempting at this point? I mean, like, it's just not working. And I said, why is this the second time that Carlos has put the number 3 backwards?
Oh, yeah. I didn't notice that until this rewatch.
This is the second time this season. Is he good? Dance rehearsal for the movie is going to run late, and that conflicts with the time that they were supposed to be at the auditions with Miss Jen. And Miss Jen is saying, basically, that everybody has to audition because their cast list is already going to be barely filled out because everybody's focused on the movie. Mm-hmm. Courtney was rocking my signature white liner.
She was.
In this.
You know,
what I else? Think white liner looks good on literally anyone.
Did you notice the crew in the background had an HSM4 shirt for being crew? It, like, said it on the back of their shirts.
Oh, no?
Yeah, we need that shirt.
We should.
Yeah.
We were. It was us. We were there.
Yeah. Actually, we have those shirts.
That was our cameo.
But even Ricky was keeping up with those dance steps.
They were good. They were doing good. And then Emmy gets let go because she asked Quentin for movie one an Oscar. This was one of the times that we were dying. Yeah.
Where has all the money gone?
With the...
Would you watch that? I feel like that's something I would actually watch.
Wasn't it about, like, what'd she say, the 2008 recession?
2007? Global recession?
Sorry.
Get it right?
My bad. Apologies. Apologies, Quinn.
Like we said in the first episode, I think Caitlin Riley was, that's her name, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. She was the perfect Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
She's just so funny.
She did a really good job. No, when Leah Mani said, tell my story.
She's so unserious.
She killed me.
And then Court is like, thoughts and prayers.
And she was like recording it as she was going out there praying. Prayers, love. I said, just like when Ricky was backing into Gina at the audition and stuff, that was when I wrote, like, they're not discreet at all.
Oh, yeah. No, they're not.
Like, not a single bit of them is good. Like, he says her improv is bad. You know what? Like, her acting right here is also bad.
Yeah. How did she get hired?
Because how are we? HSM4. How is this us acting like we're not dating? Because everything you are doing right now looks like a couple that is dating.
Yeah.
I said, why? Oh, my God. Like, so Ricky's kind of nagging on Gina about Mark and Spark.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, I know it's cheesy, but it was, like, a consistent thing in my life when I was growing up. And she starts singing the theme song, and he's like, oh, she has a theme song memorized. Red flag. Why would she not know the theme song to a show that she has literally said she watched for, like, the majority of her childhood?
Yeah. I get that he's joking, but also it's like, that's a red flag.
It was just a weird comment to make.
Yeah.
That would be, like, if I, like, didn't know the Full House theme song.
Or like, Friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone knows
Everybody knows a Friends theme song. Yeah, so not enough people are auditioning, and Courtney's applying to every Ivy, so Courtney is questioning whether or not she's even going to do the production.
That was very much like Gabriella moment.
Yeah. I don't think I'll survive. Goodbye again. So we get the Now or Neville Longbottom. We get the Now or Never audition version. Because Ricky found out a way to kind of get everybody out one by one just to do the auditions. I love Miss Jen doing Coach Bolton's part.
Yeah. The way this was shot in general.
Of the, like, let's go team.
Yeah. Their budget was crazy with those, like, close-ups. And just the quality, I felt, of this specific scene.
Oh, yeah.
Was done very well.
And Mac and Gina are dancing. Gina's filling in for Danny because Danny was late to rehearsal. Ashlyn has these, like, random, like, auditioning in Elton John glasses. And then...
Well, Court has a crown. That, for me, Court, that
Courtney has
more.
A crown, which makes sense because she was auditioning for Sharpay.
Yeah.
But, like, what? Like, why? Where did the Elton John glasses come from? Yeah. What was the...
She's going to Love
what
on
What was
board.
The inspiration behind those?
She was planning her Harry Styles tour outfit.
Basically.
And didn't she have a boa, too? Or someone did?
Yes. No, who had a boa?
Someone did, right?
Someone had a boa.
Courtney had a fringe leather jacket.
Did Kennedy have a boa? Who had a boa? Someone had a boa.
Someone right?
There was a boa in the the building.
There was a boa in the rehearsal room.
Oh my God, speaking of boa and Harry Styles, I was like going through my boots on Thanksgiving to try and find ones to wear, and I haven't found my Harry boots, and there was like boa feathers stuck in the zipper on my boots.
Like your boa feathers or someone else's?
No, just like
random.
I never wore a boa.
Oh, you
just random boa feathers.
I only wore a boa in
boa neck.
If y'all didn't know, boa neck, aka Noah Beck, is my best friend. From Harry Styles shows. If you want more on that, let me know.
I was just following you.
Okay, let me just tell the story.
Yes.
So, at one of my shows, there were multiple shows where somehow Noah Beck ended up next to me. Not me ending up next to him. He ended up next to me. And then, at these Harry shows, he has a 360 stage. And I like to run around in my high heels. I literally run around. And then every time I come back to the side Noah's on, He literally somehow is next to me again, even though I'm running around. And then one of these shows, I don't even know what it was. I don't think it was Harry Ween, but it was something else. I turn around after I walk away, and Noah's following me. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, go back. And he's like, I'm just following you. Because I guess he just saw me continuously move. So he thinks that I somehow know what I'm doing. Going up. I mean, I do know what I'm doing. But I was like, but leave like, me
you
alone.
Should too at this point. Yeah. You've been to how many shows?
You've been to more than me. But yeah.
Bestie Bow and Neck.
Bestie Bow and Neck and his boas. I love how that was. Honestly, what's going to be so funny is if there's no boa in this scene.
We just made that up.
But I swear someone has a boa.
If we just went on a tangent about boas.
Someone please confirm.
For absolutely no reason.
What else?
I said...
I love the background dancer. Like, I love all of them.
Oh, yeah. I said, okay, so, like, during this whole sequence and, like, Mac and Gina are dancing, dude, the way his, like, hand went up her hip was so scandalous.
No, I literally wrote, I know Ricky was fighting for his life during this choreo.
The way like, his this hand is, went, like, from her knee, yeah. like, up to, I mean, to her lower back, I was like, oh my god.
That's dancing, but, like.
No, it's dancing, and that's a part of the routine, but I was like, scandalous. Yeah. I just said I was so wrong about the shot of Ricky, like, whenever I tweeted it on her account, and I was
you
like,
thought it was gonna
this
be Scream.
Is definitely during Scream, like, you can't, I was so wrong.
The one when he's running in the hallway, right, and, like,
yeah, and, like, rips
off.
The jacket off.
Or
yeah.
jacket, whatever.
His shirt, he just goes, rips full shirtless in the hallway. No, I was just very wrong. We see Courtney has her, Sharpay phone case.
Mm-hmm.
Love that for her. And... Ricky leaves a note in Gina's locker with Camp Shallow Lake stationery.
His busted handwriting on this stationery.
I'm sorry. Why is it that men... So sorry.
So sorry to the men.
So sorry to the men with decent handwriting. But pardon me when I say it is typically men with the worst handwriting. Why do men write like 7-year-olds?
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Because I have a friend, I pulled up a picture the other day for my coworkers. This guy that I was friends with, I had two cards. One was from my, like, 7th birthday,
mm-hmm.
and one was from my sweet 16.
Same.
Both from him. The 16 one looks worse.
Wow.
It's that's so
pretty
bad.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. That's gonna be my brother. My brother's handwriting is horrendous. But so is my sister, but she's gonna be a doctor.
See, my dad's
so, like, doctor's handwriting?
Doctor handwriting is literally, like, a known
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Like, people talk about doctor handwriting.
So, like, I've given up on her.
Yeah. But he tells Gina to meet him in the secret stairwell. And then scurries away
yeah.
randomly. Carlos appoints Emmy as Miss Jen's assistant. And when she calls him Mr. Carlos.
Mr. Carlos?
Thank you, Mr. Carlos.
He literally just gives her. He's like, here you go. Here's a freshman. Freshman on a platter.
Ricky asks Gina on an official date that night.
I wrote that Ricky's love language is definitely physical touch because he's consistently...
He's always touching
yeah.
on her. Always.
Ugh. Sorry. Sorry to the physical touch love language people.
I am a quality time person.
I actually, physical touch is one of mine.
What? I mean,
but it's very specific.
Yeah. I would,
you know?
I mean, I mentioned something like that recently. When
yeah.
Because somebody was talking about physical touch, and I was like, it's different when it's, like, with a specific person.
Yeah.
Like,
but that's the only thing.
Because, like
I haven't hugged Ivy since we've met.
God, no.
Did we ever? I don't think so.
In pictures.
In pictures, pictures.
That's about it.
Yeah, that's it.
Like a genuine hug? No.
And you're never getting one.
The only hug I got from Alondra was when I was having a panic attack in our hotel room.
In New York?
In New York.
Oh, damn, she hugged you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm never going to hug her either.
Carol told her to.
Oh, yeah, wait, I remember.
She said, please give Ivy a hug for me.
Carol said, please.
As I was on the bed, like, holding a glass of water with my hand shaking, and I was like,
yeah.
like, full panic attack, and Carol
she's
was like,
a real one, because I don't even know if I would have done that.
Thanks.
I'm going to tell you right now, and you know, no one expects that of me. So
I don't.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm letting you know.
I was shocked. Truthfully, I was shocked mid panic attack that I was getting a hug from Alondra. But that's just because this sounds horrible. But I just like I know you guys, and I know that's not like the. I don't want to say not the relationship that we have because you guys are my best friends. But like,
no, but it's different.
No, we're not touchy.
Yeah, like I don't hug my mom, as I've said multiple times.
I don't mind physical touch, but it's not something that I like crave.
Yeah.
I'm not like
no. Okay, see, my thing is like I don't give the physical touch, but I
like receive.
That sounds weird. Yeah, but only from
a specific
person.
Well, because like I know there's interactions and like people talk online about like oh, like the friend that hates physical touch versus the friend that like is always giving it. But even then, like you guys don't like it, so I just like.
Don't
do it. Yeah. Like, I don't, like, force it on you all.
Don't do it.
No.
But anyways, yeah, Ricky be holding her chin a lot.
We see Danny awful at acting. They're doing their read-through of the scene for tomorrow.
I can't help but always, like, that whole scene, think about how, whose dig is it at TikTokers who try to get into acting? Like, I want to know. Who felt so strongly about it to include that in it, you know?
I do want to know who it was about. Who was the inspiration?
Who was
on the mind when they wrote this? And also, did they just pick her for this movie?
Yeah.
I was like, there's no way she auditioned.
Probably picked her because of Mac.
Probably.
I can think of TikTokers, but I'm not going to say them.
Y'all just think about who you think
Danny is based on.
And it might be the same person.
Yeah. Okay, also the script is so dramatic.
Yeah.
Their lines are hilarious.
She only has a few days left.
Yeah.
Eddie's high.
And what did she say? Bailey starts to cry.
Okay, Big Red.
Literally. Okay, Biggie.
God, I still hate that. I still hate that so much.
I love saying Biggie and Gabby.
Gabby
kills me.
Gabby was the most random decision ever to be made.
Matt Cornett.
You know that was not in the script.
I know.
That was 100% his decision. That was not in the script whatsoever.
He said, what can I do?
He said, it's okay, Gabby. And everyone said,
huh?
I literally just wrote, Quinn is so funny whenever she's talking about the...
No chemistry.
The no chemistry. When she's like, it's like when you're trying to light a burner and it makes that. It's like that.
It's like that. And it was.
Mm-hmm. Ricky takes Gina to an animal rescue center.
The scenery.
For their first
when she's
day.
Blindfolded. Salt Lake City is so pretty.
It's so pretty. I'm jealous that you've been.
Well, we're going to go back.
I mean, we're going to go when I have the money. But we get Ricky's version of puppy love.
Let's go for a W-A-O-K. I wait the whole dog day, 'cause you're the only one I wanna chase. The spark is here to stay. I'm scruffy and eager and overachieving.
Ricky is Knuff.
Oh my god. He's singing, playing the guitar at her. The behind-the-scenes videos where the dogs were, like, shitting all over them.
I love Gina's outfit, by the way, with the little bow.
Mm-hmm.
I would not be able to contain myself on the set with puppies.
Oh, no.
You know?
I think about that every time, like, celebrities do the BuzzFeed puppy interview.
Oh, yeah. How do you...
I'm like, I would literally be the celebrities that just sounds like the most cliche thing ever, because I all say it, but whenever they're like, I'm sorry, what was the question?
Yeah.
Like, that would
no,
be
that's
me.
That's actually... what I would be doing. I thought this song felt like season one. Like,
yeah.
Or not really the song itself, but
the vibe of
the scene.
It and the way it was, like, live.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just wrote that it just made me want to go hug my dog.
Oh.
The cast list is being announced without Miss Jen.
At a house.
At a house, which I just thought was I mean, well, I don't know. Maybe it isn't that weird because, like, I'm thinking about, like, when I played volleyball and stuff and they just posted, like, the team list, like, on the wall, and they weren't, like, waiting around to tell people or anything.
I was going
to
say, I'm still, like, follow my old high school theater Facebook page, and our drama teacher still just, like, posts it on Facebook. That's how he posts it. So I guess it's kind of similar.
I don't know. I guess it just felt weird that they were all just, like, at Gina's house.
Well, they always just be showing
especially
up.
Without her there.
Yeah. Okay, but that's, like, my house. I used to come home in high school, and all my friends would be there. Or, like, I would come home, and one of my best guy friends, my mom would be serving him, like, a 3-course meal. And I'd come home to that. Like, and the food's not even for me.
We would always joke that my grandparents' house, my dad's parents' house, mm-hmm. was Grand Central Station. Because mm-hmm. there were literally, it was just always people in and out.
That's my always. House.
There was somebody over at mm-hmm. all times. It was either, like, our family friend Dennis, or, like, my great-uncle Morris, or, yeah. like, just the most random assortment of people. Just always, somebody was there.
Yep.
I wrote that I'm also shook. Seb won't be on the list whenever Carlos
yeah.
and I believe Ashlyn were discussing that.
And they were also...
I do think that is a crime.
Also discussing how Ash didn't want to steal Big Red's gay thunder.
Okay, that made me mad. That she said, like,
yeah.
basically that he made coming out about himself.
Yeah.
So she didn't want to...
Like, overshadow.
Yeah, like,
or, like, take it away from him.
Yeah. And so he still doesn't know about Ashlyn. And I'm like, okay, I'm sorry.
Be selfish.
The bare minimum he could have done would be... Okay, if you're so obsessed with your girlfriend and you're... Your name should always be in lights, Ash. And, like, blah, 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 blah. Like, you're a star. And you don't watch the documentary
yeah.
that your girlfriend is in.
Yeah.
Where she literally has, like, a sexual awakening.
Yeah.
Like,
and it's obvious to everyone.
A very obvious sexual awakening. To the point that, like, other people are congratulating her. Like, I'm sorry.
Who are you?
Are you a good boyfriend? No.
No.
Not especially the way she just said he made it about him. Like...
Can you tell we don't like Big Red?
The documentary that, like, also, why was he in it?
Yeah.
Literally. Like, why was he in it at all?
My favorite line of this episode was Carlos saying, I drop bombs and then go on airplane mode. Because...
Oh, that's you.
That is so me.
That is Lauren.
That's me every day.
Or Lauren will be responding in a group chat consistently, and then just magically you will not hear from her for 13 hours. And we're like, okay.
And then my thing
guess
says
the
that
conversation
Lauren
was
has notifications. Yes.
I think I hit notify anyway.
You do?
No. Not consistently.
No.
I was saying I think I did it once, and, like, I don't remember what was happening, but,
yeah.
like, something important was happening to the
yeah,
point
you've
that
all
I was
done
like,
it.
I was, like, really trying to get your attention.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck this.
Also, my phone is on
silence.
That pretty much the whole day.
Like, all
yeah.
the time, yeah. I was like, I said I had notified anyway. You said, yes, you do. I don't do that
you
all
you did it more
time.
Than
I
once.
I didn't, nuh-uh.
I swear.
Okay, well then, the only times I've done it is when stuff, like tickets were on sale or something. Was
okay,
like,
yeah, that's good.
So, like, things
please
that had,
that.
Like, a limited...
Yeah.
like, time cap to where it was like, I need you to answer me now.
I think it was tickets.
Probably. Wow, you're making me sound like I'm constantly blowing
yeah.
up your phone.
Ivy's annoying me
I'm
every
the 37
day.
Text messages
yeah.
from Maddox. I just said Emmy needs to be a PI. She
yeah.
just has all this information on everyone.
So
Gina's mom's birthday.
I wrote this because I remembered you said this when we were watching it live. You said that Emmy got all the Seb lines. And I think that's very true.
I didn't even remember saying that, but wow, I was so right.
You were so right.
I fully did not remember saying that, but they did give her, like, the majority of his comedic relief.
Yeah. And I'm not mad about it.
They gave her the majority of his comedic relief, but then just gave her, like, a little bit of a different, like, shtick.
Yeah.
Because, like, his was, like... The dumb humor.
The ditzy.
Yeah. Like, he would always say the, like, things where everybody was like, what?
Yeah.
And then hers is the, like, the weird stalker humor.
Yeah. The deadpan.
The deadpan, like,
delivery,
stalker
yeah.
humor. Yeah. So, we have the cast list, which, basically, we
got it right.
We got all of it right,
yeah.
basically, from the start, aside from Seb not being in the production.
Mm-hmm.
So, we have Sharpay, Courtney, love... Ryan is Carlos, Kelsey is Ashlyn. Tim, are you listening to us?
I know.
After three seasons of us wondering
so scary.
Who Kelsey is.
Yeah.
Taylor, Emmy, Troy, Ricky, surprise. Gabriella, Gina, and Kennedy, Martha, and we don't have a Chad. I'm sorry. How is Chad not, like, priority casting?
Yeah, you're gonna cast, like, put Kennedy in a wig and make Kennedy Chad.
Or, like, Caden.
Yeah.
Or, literally, like, I'm sorry. I know they wanted, like, obviously, we want a main character to be Chad. A main character to us.
Yeah.
To be Chad, but, like...
But Ryan wasn't a main character in HS...
In the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Rico, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, that's what I don't understand. I'm like, I know from us it makes sense because it needs to be, like, a character that we know playing Chad, but...
I know Caden.
Yeah. But from, like, a logistical standpoint, I'm like, Miss Jen's not going to cast, like, one of the main roles first with the boys that already auditioned.
I thought it was
because Caden can sing. We do- yeah, no, no, stuck in a book.
We love you, Caden.
We've heard him sing.
Yeah. No, stuck in a book. Ooh, okay. When Kennedy ignored Ricky's high five, and then we got that Jim Halpert moment. Love that.
Why does Gina still have the cutout of, like, child Mac?
Yeah.
In her room.
That's like, I was thinking of, like, that's like me having a cardboard cutout of, I don't know who though. Like the Sprouse twins, maybe?
Like young Sprouse twins.
From Sweet Life.
Yeah.
Not even Sweet Life on Deck. Like Sweet Life Hotel.
Like baby Sprouse twins cutout.
Yeah.
I don't know. It weirds me out because I'm like, I get it. He was like your childhood crush and you loved this show growing up, but why do you have a cardboard cutout of like a 10-year-old.
I mean, that's kind of like, some people have young Harry Styles cut out still for the laugh, you know, for the gag.
I mean, I guess.
But I guess, yeah.
I don't know. I just, like, I was looking at it and I was like...
This is getting ahead of myself.
I was like, and why is this still there?
I loved how, we're not done with the episode yet, but at the end of the episode, when it just zooms in. That was my favorite thing they've done so far.
I
want to
know how the baby Matt Sato actor felt about his little corporate cut.
Did he get to keep it?
Oh my god, I hope they gave it to his mom.
Yeah, I would love that as
That'd be so cute. I just like, I'm trying to think if I ever, I never had a cardboard cutout.
Me neither. Yeah.
They freak me out.
No, me too. I don't want someone to stare at me.
In my room.
No, literally.
Yeah. I don't want like eyes on me.
No.
It made me think of, like, Scooby-Doo, where there's, like, you know what I'm talking
about? I know exactly what you're talking about,
the scene with the suit of armor, and then all of a sudden, like, there's
the
eyeballs
moving. Oh, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I would hate that. Like that would be what was in my brain. I'm like...
Yeah, I don't care who you are staring at me.
I know, I'm like, Dylan O'Brien's watching me right now.
You wouldn't have a Dylan O'Brien carpet cutout?
No, absolutely.
Yeah, I wouldn't have, like...
I'm good.
I wouldn't have a Tom Blythe.
Snowland's on top
of me. The way I'm just making him my whole personality is so annoying. On this podcast, like me on this podcast is him.
And this whole trip.
Yeah. Okay, back to the episode. Courtney is doing like a dramatic reading of Danny's... Wait. Danny text... Wait, who texts?
Well, we have when Ashlyn...
Oh.
Well, when Ashlyn called Kelsey a queer-coded icon to Maddox on the phone... Which I love was acknowledged in this show because that's been, like, everyone has said that for years. That, like, Kelsey and Ryan were, like, the beard couple for each other. Which, I mean, they were.
Yeah.
Which I think Kelsey very much... I mean, I think Kelsey was very much either bisexual or pansexual. Because I do think she had a cute little thing going with Jason. But then the movies, I, like... Like,
that's our Roman
Empire.
Like,
forgot about it. Yeah. The way I just have fury in me at the end of the second one when they randomly put him with Martha. I'm like, and what happened
and
with Kelsey?
And go
and for what reason? But yeah, Danny made some like undertow, like cryptic.
Was it a tweet or something?
It was an Instagram.
Oh yeah.
Like story or something.
And then Mac commented on it.
And Mac said shit's messed up.
Obviously, Dana got fired.
Yeah. It was some dramatic, like, Hollywood just isn't for everyone. Yeah. Like, something like that.
You right, girl.
Us, whenever we don't get cast in the first thing we audition for. Hollywood just isn't for everyone.
Us, Wick, is cast instead of... Maybe we should take that out. We're gonna take that out.
We will.
So bad. Anyways. And then Ricky growls. I did not like that.
No. Not one bit of me enjoyed that. Not a single bit.
No. And then Gina gets a call from a 310 number. And I was like, period. L.A., baby, she's...
Not the Jonas L.A. theme song. She knows the theme song.
That was not planned. That was really not planned.
Red flag.
Red flag.
I listen to that. That's one of my favorite... Listen,
this... Really?
No, not, like, all of them. I mean, like, all of that season.
L.A. Baby is one of your favorite songs?
Of that season.
Really?
Yes.
Red flag.
Listen, despite how much the Jonas Brothers hated Jonas L.A.
Oh, I love that album. But not L.A. Baby's on, like,
L.A. was
here.
Far better than the first season.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, they talk about the second season like it was trash, freaking garbage, dumpster fire.
No, that was the first one.
Yeah, I'm like, were you there for the first season?
Were you watching the same thing as we were?
I'm like, why was there an entire plot line about Joe Jonas and a panda pencil?
Yeah.
Like, why?
L.A. was way better.
But yeah, that's the end of the episode.
Yeah. Oh, Gina replaces Danny.
Yeah.
Let's wrap it up.
We didn't finish that statement.
We didn't specify. Yeah, and then it zooms into the Mac cutout.
The baby Mac.
The baby Mac cutout.
Wait, no. Imagine if it was like a current one, though. And then, like, he comes over for the Halloween party later. And it's like, a cardboard cutout. Wait, honestly, no. Because what would be weirder to you? A cardboard cutout of your current self or a cardboard cutout of you as a kid?
I think me
like,
as a child.
Like, in the corner. I would be more weirded out if someone had, like, me as a child just in their room.
For real. Okay, let's dive in. Maren said that this episode had the best one-liners from characters, period. And our favorite song from the episode, Now or Never.
The audition version of Now or Never, yeah.
And Joshy Bear asked, what were your initial feelings when you realized that this was the last season? It was a roller coaster because...
We saw it coming, but obviously, like, we were still sad about it.
It sucks because we love the show, obviously.
But we, like, from a realistic point of view, we were... Like, preparing for it to be the end because we were just thinking, like, what would it be with, like, half of the...
Cast graduating.
Yeah, like...
I didn't want it to be, like, Glee where it just keeps going.
Yeah.
But I liked... I thought it ended...
Or, like, a Degrassi kind of thing where they keep going and it's just, like...
The next gen.
New, like, people just coming in randomly and, Because I feel like Degrassi, the thing with Degrassi is everybody got so attached to, like, that first group of people. Like...
And then once they left...
And they brought in new people, like, people were still interested. Obviously, that show went on forever. But then, like, they would bring the old characters back, and then it was just, like, weird trying to mix, like why is Spinner here still? And, I mean, I don't know, maybe that's just me hating Spinner Mason, but... like, why is he here?
Okay.
Oh my god.
Go ahead.
Liv said, I love the scene where the woman taught them the choreo and they learned it in 2 seconds. True theater kids right there. Also love the Carlos and Ash moments. They're one of the cutest and most underrated friendships on the show. Do you think they had like a... Like, a video or something of the steps, like, before she came? Or did they fully just, like, pick that up?
I think they just picked that up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Go them.
Yeah. That's why I was behind the scenes in theater.
JR said, do we really think this was Rena's first date? I feel like they've had some prior. I mean, I don't know why they would have called it their first date then.
I think it was their first official date, like, and they've had, like, hangouts before.
Yeah.
But this was, like, official, official.
I just wish we knew, like, a set in stone
timeline
yeah. of, like, when the documentary came out to where we are right now.
Yeah.
Like, at what point in time of the year? Because
it was, like, summer. But we know that, but we don't know,
like,
when.
How many weeks later did it... It's a 1 month later? How many months later? After camp.
One, right?
Was the... I want to say one at the documentary premiere.
I think so.
And, yeah, and then, like, how long has it been since that? Since then,
yeah.
Tim, please.
Tim, hit us up.
To help.
Sevlos Love said, I love the audition song a lot. Gina and Ricky with the puppies were just the cutest. Carlos and Ashlyn talking about Seb and Big Red made me want to give them a hug so bad. Seriously. Overall, the episode was good. Not the best they've done in my... opinion, but still good.
It's like, I don't think it was bad. It was like, it was just a really quick episode.
It was a fast
episode.
I feel like... But I feel like that's always the case.
With, like, episode two.
Yeah, with auditions.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just felt like not a lot happened. One Day at a Time Forever said, I love Emmy and so happy that Leomani is in the show more. The scene between Ashlyn and Carlos discussing her and Big Red's queerness was great, and I love seeing it on a Disney show. Yes. Also, Ashlyn's line about Kelsey being a queer-coded icon was my favorite. She is indeed.
Dev said, I love the Carlos and Ashlyn moments. Also, the Rena puppy love scene is definitely one of my favorite Rena scenes ever. They have so much love for each other, and you can really see it in that scene. I love the way they filmed the audition song. Overall, episode was really good, but not one of my faves. I do love the shots they had of the audition song, and of when they all had solo, like, dancing.
Yeah.
I love that. It was so dramatic.
Lindsay said... Originally, I thought this episode was going to be the OGs versus the HSM TMTS Wildcats, yeah. But I was wrong and majorly disappointed.
I did too.
Wow, I need to be in Miss Jen's drama class. It'll be cheaper than acting classes. The only thing worse than Danny's acting is posting where she's at and what hotel. Disney really drilled online safety in my head, and people will figure out it's High School Musical 4. I know Emmy got revenge on the director. Why don't we know what she did? I want Courtney's phone case, and I love the Shallow Lake stationery. Cough merch ideas.
Can we make paper?
I don't know. Are Danny and Big Red related because they read scripts the same way? Exactly. Seb and Carlos fighting, I hate.
Same.
Again, we will... get into that later.
We'll deep dive
into the frustration behind that in a few episodes
with Anthony will be writing in about
with that. Anthony, see what happens when you don't follow online safety. Emmy shows up in your house.
That's so good.
Emmy would have been in Danny's hotel room.
Oh yeah.
Wait, what's that meme of the guy just sitting on the bed and, like, the light turns on and he goes, hello?
I don't know. Maybe probably when I saw it.
Maybe I'm making something up in my head.
Maybe.
Maybe this is just...
We do that a lot.
A vision that I had. The boas.
God. Freaking boas.
Ricky always the lead annoys me. And first bleeping of the season. And not the last.
I'm going to read Jake's, and then you read Matt's.
Okay.
Jake said, okay, I get they're featured extras, but why would they be learning a dance number at all? Ensemble, I guess? Oh, was it?
Well, I mean, like, what are...
Wait, was this a dance for the...
For the movie.
For the movie, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, would the dancers in our show not be considered, like, featured extras? Like, Lauren, Kaden,
okay, but the, Addie, are they featured extras to us? No, they are.
Like, their names get mentioned and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, would they not be considered featured extras? Because, like, they always come back.
Yeah.
But, like, they are people within this universe. Like,
yeah.
They've said, like, Steph and Rico's names and everybody before.
I am once again asking, in what universe would Disney let this woman direct HSM 4? Kenny Ortega was busy. Also, asking why the movie production is happening during the school year / school hours. Didn't the original movies avoid that for the most part? I think so. I think they mostly recorded in the summer from what I remember, like, the behind the scenes being. Mm-hmm. And probably reshot anything, like...
Well, and I'm definitely sure that by the time the second one came out, they recorded in summer to avoid, like all the kids in the school. Yeah. Because the movie... Because the first movie at that point was huge, yeah, so... Yeah,
so true. Ashlyn clocked Rena so quickly. I mean...
I don't know how everyone did it.
Seriously. Is that something you can do? Just sign up to be an extra in a movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it really is that easy.
And, like, TV shows... It's very easy around me.
Yeah.
Like, you literally just sign up. Not gonna lie, I was a bit disappointed with this use of Now or Never. Remember we talked about this? I liked it. It's like, how else would they...
What other song would they do for auditions?
Not even that, but how else could they have included Now or Never? In general.
Like, there's nothing they could do that's gonna make it as, like...
Like, they're not gonna play a game about
it. Yeah, there's nothing they could do that make it as, like, cinematic as a movie usage.
Do y'all know if there's any dancers missing from season 1/2 and 4?
Steph. Kaysen.
Oh, yeah.
Addie and Lauren are still there.
No, Addie's not in this season.
Addie's not in this season? I thought she was.
She was.
Is she not? Oh, yeah. No, okay, so Addie was in 2.
Yeah.
Still.
That's all that's coming to mind. I'm sure there's...
Was Rico in this season?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
I'm totally blinking right now.
No, Caden's still there.
Lauren.
No, stuck in a book.
My bestie, Lauren.
Lauren. Oh, love her. Need to talk to her about Bridgerton some more.
Need to talk to her about a lot of things.
About a lot of things. We need to just have, like, a sit down
and talk. I just need to talk to this girl and hit her up. Ricky was not going to deal with another Lily. Neither were we. What do we think of Mac as of episode 2?
Okay, first episode he was a little pretentious.
Yeah.
And
definitely a little better in 2. But I didn't like how he didn't defend. Okay, a little pretentious,
but also Gina. Imagining a fan coming into my costume fitting.
Yeah, I mean.
As I am shirtless.
Yeah.
My boxers.
Yeah.
For me, but I wouldn't have spoken to them the way that he did.
I think at this point I was still indifferent about him.
Yeah.
I had mixed feelings.
Mm-hmm.
We can monetize our Instagrams. Yeah.
If you got enough followers.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the same way you can monetize TikTok. You can monetize any app.
Yeah.
Like, there are...
You can monetize...
There are Amazon. Literal, like, professional Twitter accounts. And when I say professional, I don't just mean verified. Like, there are people that... Like, those accounts that you see under every viral tweet, they are getting paid for that. Yeah. And that is why they are under every viral tweet, is because the more engagement that they get, they're getting paid.
I literally studied this in school.
I was going to say, that was what you were educated on.
In what universe would HSM4 focus on new characters at all? That's a good point. But, I mean, it's kind of like what we said. Why would they even make an HSM4?
Well, I mean, we don't... Like, we don't know that Bailey and what's Max's character's name, whatever. We don't know that Sam...
Did I make that up?
I don't know.
Okay.
Boas. We don't know that they're, like, the focal point. It's just them talking, like, about Darvis retiring. Like, oh no, Miss Darvis
is gonna retire. And lastly, Jake said, I'm sorry, but I totally checked out during that Danny and Max scene with Quinn. I definitely paid attention more during my rewatch. I will say that.
Mad said, I love Ricky's dumb jokes. That's baby boy. Ricky and Gina really think the only thing they can't do in public is kiss and no one will know. Very unserious people know, literally. They're like, as long as we don't make out in front of them, they won't think we're dating.
But we can hold
hands. But we can do any...
We can stay in the hallway.
We can do any means of flirting except for that. Quinn, when Emmy asks if her movie won any Oscars, is about to be Tim if High School Musical to Musical the series doesn't win at least one Emmy. Ricky is trying so hard for the musical, I cry.
He was really
channeling. He was putting in a lot of effort this time.
Yeah.
My obligatory Rena is everything. They make me sick. No one is doing it like them. Bullet point. Like secret notes in lockers and meeting in stairwells, planning dates, kisses on cheeks.
That bullet point was giving, like... Perfect by One Direction. That song. You know what I'm talking about?
I know the song, but like in what regard?
Never mind. I don't want to dive in.
Yeah. Maybe like have a secret, a little rendezvous. Okay, I get it. I was like, I was like, what is the connection here?
That was a. Just
that was a ride.
Yeah, that was a look in my brain. That's what it was.
Rena first date, Rena puppies, Ricky puppy, love, do they want me dead? They put crack in every Rena scene. It's the only explanation, because how do they never get old? When is a man going to serenade me with my comfort show's theme? The Rena Q.
The Rena Q.
Hold on. I'm trying to think about, like, ew, no. I don't ever need a man.
Wait, I swear someone asked us.
I don't ever need a man to sit in front of me with a guitar and say, I don't want to be anything other than what I've been trying to be lately. No, they sit in front of me and they imitate the Stranger Things theme song. Oh, they pull out a guitar and they go,
I don't even know what mine would be. Yeah, I don't know.
They sit in front of you and they go,
hell no.
No, they sit in front of you.
What?
They pull out the guitar.
Oh god.
They stare into your eyes and they say, hey, hey.
Literally, I would walk out. I would walk out. Actually, I forgot these from Jake. Jake said, how would y'all react if you had a significant other rewrite the theme song of your favorite childhood show?
I'd probably be weirded out.
It's a no for me. Like, yeah, it's cute because it was
Ricky and Gina. I feel like I don't want to be sang to. I wouldn't mind being in the room with you singing. Like, if we're chilling in the house
and you
doing nothing
song.
And I'm like reading a book, scrolling on my phone, and you're on the other side of the room messing around with your guitar, and, like, you're singing, and I'm hearing you sing.
That's okay.
I don't care. That's cute. Yeah. That's cool.
But
I don't need you, like,
to, like, rewriting
I wanna
it.
Push you around. Well, I will.
Like, what if they rewrote I Don't Wanna Be, like, for you?
I wanna be something that you.
Ivy wanna be.
That was bad.
It's giving a finna be in the piddly. Anyways, Jake also asked. Y'all, we have the dumbest inside jokes. Did Jake ask?
Vintage Epcot.
Oh, God. Jake asked, did Gina really bring that cutout with her to every place she's moved to? She did.
Apparently.
And lastly, why would Disney approve a complete unknown who didn't even audition to be the lead of HSM4, which, once again, shouldn't you know the original cast be leads? Yeah. I think it was just, what's the word?
It's
stunt,
like,
casting.
Yeah, it's like it you said, they cast her because they cast Mac.
Yeah.
It was PR, baby.
She's a PR girlfriend.
Do we think Danny was a Musical.ly star?
Oh, yeah.
Do we think Danny was half-hearting?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I was not.
I was not. I barely got on TikTok, like, for a hot minute.
I know it took. And you were sending me Instagram reels.
Okay, you know, those days are behind me. I still send you Instagram reels.
I feel like there's a difference in the way we send them now, is like, especially the way that Instagram.
Are they, like, sporadic?
Well, and the way the Instagram algorithm has changed to the point that, like, they show up on your homepage now.
Yeah, so it's just like, oh, yeah, let me
versus
send this.
Versus you were sending me them, like, you were scrolling on the Reels page.
And
you'd
I
be
was.
Like, oh, my God, this is so funny. And I was like, Lauren,
like,
I saw that a month and a half ago when it was on TikTok, which is where it came from.
I see that now more. Like, what people who don't have TikToks, they'll send me stuff I've seen already.
Yeah. Chloe said, opening the episode with Ricky's bad joke actually made me laugh. In my defense, I was laughing at their reactions.
That's true. That part was funny.
Yeah. I had zero faith in all of them except Gina when the choreographer started calling the steps. And I was pleasantly surprised. No, when Gina called it out, I was like, Gina has a whole lot of faith in these people. And then they did it.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Good for them.
I was like, even Ricky?
Ricky doing the last hip move completely takes me out every single time. I actually sat rewinding it for like 10 minutes on my second rewatch laughing every time. Also, this whole sequence is a nod to the opening of A Chorus Line, which none of the characters mentioned. Ashlyn was so real for clocking Rena's tea. So were the featured extras just not doing anything the whole time they were able to sneak around out to the HSM3 auditions? I mean, I guess.
I feel like.
Well, it was once she started focusing on, like, Mac and Gina.
Yeah.
Ricky appearing and disappearing at Gina's locker will never not confuse me, because how was he able to move out that quickly and quietly? Mac and Danny reading that scene was so uncomfortable. All I could do was laugh.
Yeah.
Yes, we finally got live singing again. I love that the song fits Rena so well as being the show theme song. Also, I learned the whole song on guitar like 2 days after because it's so catchy. Emmy with a cyber stalking plus breaking and entering is quite wild, but I'm pretty sure Disney has done worse.
Have they?
Have they? National Treasure.
Oh, okay.
You know, stealing the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, you know, they have.
Why is Gina answering this phone call on speaker in front of everyone? Maybe it's just me, but I would not be able to do that. I didn't even think about that.
But remember, like, she called her mom on speaker at the sleepover or the Thanksgiving party?
Well, like, she answered. She was like, oh, guys, it's my mom. Like, say hi.
Yeah, I just wouldn't.
But, I mean, I guess she was just, like, introducing them to her mom. But a call from, like, a random LA number, like, I wouldn't be answering some random number's call on speaker in front of everybody.
That's true, that's true.
Anyways, songs were good, comedy was great, and we got a bleep. Gotta love that plus.
How many bleeps? That's a real question. How many bleeps do you think we're gonna get?
In total this season?
Yeah, how many did we get?
Like, I don't know, like maybe.
Maybe like three?
Three or four?
We didn't get too many.
No.
We could have had more.
There's this one, the Ricky one at the end.
Yeah.
Those are the two that, like.
There had to be at least one
pop
more.
Out. There's gotta be at least one more.
But yeah. That was episode two, a short episode, for sure. A lot of things building up in the episode.
Yeah. It was definitely not a filler, but a progress episode,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a start, starting point.
This is our last episode we're recording together as of now.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple special guests coming on.
Yes, we do, starting next week.
Is it?
Or the next week.
The next week of this. Okay.
Like, not next week recording.
Yeah. So look out for that. Hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Just For A Podcast if you want to discuss anything. And definitely let us know your questions for the future episodes.
This podcast is distributed on Spotify for Podcasters, which is a podcast app where you can distribute your podcast anywhere podcasts are heard, such as Apple Podcasts. You can leave us a rate and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. That always helps us out. We got our Spotify wrapped today, and as every year, just like thank you guys so much for keeping up with us. I know we didn't put out as much content this year as we would have liked, but again, support to the WGA and SAG. Happy they reached their deal so we can start putting out more of our content. And you can use the links in our description below to leave us a voice message, talk about our merch store, as well as further educate yourself on what is happening in Palestine at the moment. Until next week, keep up on your internet safety, you know? Don't want Emmy popping into your house.
No.
All right, you guys, goodbye. Make it all night. We gotta show what we're all about. Work together. This is the last chance to make our mark. History will know who we are. This is the last game, so make it count. It's now or never.